You are listening to the Rewards Canada Podcast.
RBC just launched the highest welcome bonuses ever seen on their Avion cards. But at the same time, Aeroplan members are facing yet another devaluation, and we continue our 25th anniversary celebrations where you get a chance to win a return flight for two with Harbor Air. Stay tuned for the complete rundown of this news and more in Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for May 8th, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty and credit card reward programs, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings in Canada from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and as we do almost every week, we're going to kick things off with credit cards. So yeah, we have some ideal big new bonuses on the RBC Avion card. So this is the RBC Avion Visa Platinum card, Visa Infinite, and Visa Infinite Privilege cards that are happening. So the first one we'll look at is the most popular card, and that is the RBC Avion Visa Infinite card. So this card now has a welcome bonus of up to 70,000 Avion points. So this bonus is pretty much the same as the one that's been running for a little while now, that 55,000 points that we've been discussing on the website and in our videos for the past, you know, few months here. And that we see occur, you know, several times per year, but now they've added a sweetened bonus to that as well. So with this offer, you're gonna get 35,000 points on approval, and then you can score another 20,000 points after you spend $5,000 on the card in the first 6 months. So there's 55,000 points. That's the part we've seen, you know, for the last few months and the one that we see for, you know, occasionally every year. But now they've sweetened the pot by adding a 15,000 point anniversary bonus. So yeah, if you hold on to this card into the second year, you're gonna get an additional 15,000 points. You'd have to pay the annual fee in the second year again. And that's a total of 70,000 points for this card. And this is the exact same bonus on the Platinum card. I won't talk about Platinum card because the Visa Infinite and Platinum are almost the same, just a slight change in earn rates and, you know, insurance coverage, but everything else pretty much is the same. So we'll just focus on the Infinite card here. So yeah, so if you are somebody who, you know, kind of plays the points and miles game, you aren't really going to worry about that anniversary bonus. You're going to still go for this card for that first 55,000 points, because in 6 months, that is a very good bonus. You know, the fact that you only have to spend $5,000 in 6 months on this card to get that entire bonus, it's one of the easiest to earn offers. We talk about it all the time. This is the primary, you know, benefit of this card. The RBC Avion Visa Infinite and Visa Platinum, outside of that, in their everyday earn rates, are pretty weak cards compared to the rest of the competition. A lot of people just get these cards for the welcome bonus, but RBC has caught on to that. Well, I mean, I think they've caught on to it a long time ago, but maybe the powers that be are saying, well, you know what? We need people to hold on to the cards longer. We need to start making some money from these people. So that is why we now see an anniversary bonus. We've seen this across the industry as a whole. A lot of credit cards now add an extra bonus for holding the card past the first year and are, you know, trying to score a little more money by getting your annual fee in the second year and also encouraging you, you know, kind of to use the card. I'm surprised they don't have a spend requirement for that anniversary bonus, but that's a good thing because, you know, 15,000 points, that's worth at least $150. The annual fee is only $120, so you come out ahead by at least $30. But even more, if you're using the Avion Air redemption schedule, that could be $350 because 15,000 points is a short haul flight. Or, you know, converting to British Airways, to American Advantage, there's a lot of opportunities there for more value than just $150. So you can come out ahead by holding it for the second year. But where you may not come out ahead is if you are one of these people who get this card every 3 to 6 months. You're not gonna be cycling through the cards because you have to hold on to it for a whole year. So if you're okay with that, then you hold on to the card for a year, get that anniversary bonus, and then look at maybe leaving the card and then jumping on it again. So those are just some options for you. So let's take a look and see what those 70,000 points can get you. So of course, you have to spend $5,000 on the card to get the entire bonus, to get a special, well, the 20,000 after the first 6 months. So you're gonna end up with 75,000 points or more on the credit card. So let's see what those 75,000 points can get you. So remember, this is gonna be roughly about almost a year and a half into having this card, because the last 15,000 points, they're saying they're going to award 12 to 16 weeks after your anniversary. So you do have to wait quite some time. So again, for those people cycling through the cards, you're going to be waiting probably a good 18 months before you can get the card again, if you're going to hold on to it for the anniversary bonus. Just something to be aware of. But yeah, anyways, for most Canadians, those people who will be holding on to the card, here's what those 75,000 points can get you. So you can get 5 economy class flights, round trip flights, to anywhere in your province, neighboring state. That's the short haul reward, 15,000 points with a maximum ticket value of $350. Now that is the base ticket fare. You do have to pay the taxes and fees over and above that. But still, if you can maximize that $350 base fare on five flights, you're looking at no less than $1,750 in value. So that's pretty good for holding on to the card into the second year to get that amount of value out of the welcome bonus. So really decent offer there. And then if you have any points over and above that, you can redeem them at 100 points to one towards the taxes and fees on those. And then also from the Avion Air redemption schedule, these 75,000 points would be enough for two economy class flights anywhere in North America. So 35,000 points gets you, you know, anywhere in Canada, US, except for Alaska and Hawaii, with a maximum ticket price of $750. 45,000 points gets you Western Canada to kind of the Western Sun and Alaska, so Mexico, Hawaii, Alaska, or Eastern Canada to the Eastern Sun, like Bermuda, Central America, Caribbean, with a maximum ticket value of $900. And then 55,000 points gets you Eastern Canada to Hawaii, Alaska, or Western Canada to the Eastern Sun, like Bermuda, Central America. So basically those sun destination ones or Alaska, you can only get one ticket out of the 75,000 points because they're 45,000 and 55,000 points respectively, but still pretty decent because you'd have quite a few points left over. If you redeem for one of those, you could go for, you know, some of your short haul flights and things like that. The 75,000 points are also good as a $750 credit towards any travel. So if you book hotels through Avion Rewards, you have $750 from the 75,000 points. It's also $750 worth of WestJet points because RBC Avion points convert 1-to-1 to WestJet points. So that's 75,000 WestJet points for 75,000 Avion points, $750 worth there. You can get two, almost three round-trip economy class tickets between Toronto and Dublin. So this is where you convert the points over to British Airways Avios. We've talked about this in other videos. I'll link to the video here where I discuss how you get that reward. Basically, it's 26,000 Avios for a round-trip off-peak flight. And off-peak is majority of the year, actually, on Aer Lingus. So you convert from Avion to British Airways and then transfer from British Airways to Aer Lingus. And you're going to use Aer Lingus Air Club to book those flights at 26,000 Avios each. So of course, two tickets is 52, three would be 78,000. So if you spent just a little bit more on this card, you could end up with three round trip tickets between Toronto and Dublin. And lastly, you can convert the points to Cathay Pacific's Cathay program. Their currency is Asia Miles. You can get yourself one round trip ticket between Vancouver and Hong Kong. Those are 54,000 Asia miles for a round trip flight between Vancouver and Hong Kong. So that would be 54,000 Avion points because they convert 1-to-1 and you'd still have some points left over as well in Avion. So those are just a lot of the options that you can get with the RBC Avion Visa Infinite card and its bonus, where you'd end up with at least 75,000 points, if not more. And the next card to have a record high bonus from RBC is the RBC Avion Visa Infinite Privilege card. So this is their ultra premium version of the Avion card. So its new record high bonus is up to 100,000 Avion points. So again, just like the Avion Visa Infinite card, most of this bonus is just like the bonus that's been running with this card for actually a couple years now, because it's been up to 70,000 Avion points previously. And that had consisted of that 55,000 points we see on older cards. So it's the 35,000 points on approval, 20,000 points when you spend $5,000 on the card in the first 6 months. Again, a low spending requirement on this card. So you can score 55,000 points easily, but this card comes with an anniversary bonus as well. But this time it's been bumped up from 15,000 from the previous offer to 45,000. So again, an excellent offer. And that is more than what you're paying for this card, because this is one of the lowest annual fee cards for an ultra premium card at only $399 per year. So with 45,000 points, that's worth at least $450. So you're coming out ahead by holding on to it. But again, you know, it comes down to what type of person you are with your credit cards. Are you somebody who's gonna hold on to it for that anniversary bonus? Or are you gonna find more value by, you know, getting this card, scoring 55,000 points, waiting a little bit, and then maybe signing up again and seeing if you can score another 55,000, where you come up with 110,000 points instead of the 100,000 on this card. So these are all things to take into consideration. But I think for a lot of Canadians outside of the points and miles community, who do love their points and miles for travel, but aren't so in-depth like many of us, you know, holding on to that card or even just the Avion Visa Infinite card for the second year makes sense, because you're getting more value out of that anniversary bonus than what the annual fee is on the cards. So this one, when you complete the $5,000 spend, you're gonna have a little bit more points. It's actually gonna be an additional 6,250 points, because this card earns 1.25 Avion points on all purchases. So in the end, you can have 106,250 points, you know, roughly, you know, what is it, maybe about 14 months from now, if you apply for the card. I should note that both of these cards, or actually all three of these cards, because I forgot about the Platinum, You have to apply by July 15th to get in on these offers. So with the Avion Visa Instant Privilege Card, you're gonna have 106,250 points or more. So what can that get you? So that's 7 economy class flights within your province or to a neighboring province or state, the same $350 per ticket. So that is $2,450 of flights right there. That is pretty darn amazing if you can max out that $350 base fare before taxes and fees. It's also up to 3 economy class flights anywhere in North America at the 35,000 point level. You will get 2 flights for, you know, Western Canada to Western Sun or Alaska, or Eastern Canada to Eastern Sun destination. And you're gonna be just shy of getting 2 flights from Western Canada to Eastern Sun destinations, or from Eastern Canada to Western Sun destinations and Alaska, because those are 55,000 points each. So with just a little bit more spending, you could get yourself to that 110,000 points. You can get 2 flights for the long haul kind of North America Sun destination type rewards. And then with the Avion Visa Infinite Privilege, you have that kind of hidden gem of a reward when you redeem your points for a business or first class flight through Avion Rewards. You just call in or book online. You can get the $2 for every 100 points when you redeem for those flights instead of $1. So that actually ends up being a $2,125 credit in terms of that regards towards business or first class flights. That's pretty decent too. And if you want to book any travel with the card outside of business or first class, those points are worth $1,062.50 towards any travel like hotels, car rentals, things like that. It's also $1,062.50 of WestJet points, because of course those convert 1-to-1. That's also 4 economy class round trip tickets for that Toronto to Dublin flight, because those are 26,000 Avios. So that's only 104,000 Avios, or 104,000 Avion points. And you have 106,000 with this. So a really good deal there as well. So a lot of good options from these big bonuses by holding on to the cards through to the anniversary date. Well, past the anniversary date, you're gonna have to go 12 to 16 weeks after to get the entire bonuses. But, and lastly, it is still just 1 economy class flight on Cathay between Vancouver and Hong Kong, because that's 54,000 Avios. So you would need 108,000. So of course, just a little bit more spending and you would have yourself 2 round trip economy class tickets on Cathay between Vancouver and Hong Kong. So a lot of great options from these cards. For, you know, some of the points and miles community, it's gonna be the same as before, because you're just going for the first portion of the 55,000 bonus points on both these cards. But for others, it's gonna be worthwhile to hold on to the cards to get that anniversary bonus, because the anniversary bonus points on all 3 cards are worth more than the annual fee in the second year. So you can hold on to them without worrying about losing any value with your points, because you will come out, well, $30 ahead with the Avion Visa Infinite at a minimum, or the Avion Platinum. And with the Avion Visa Infinite Privilege, you'll come out like $51 ahead in terms of points when you're using that minimum redemption rate of 100 Avion points to $1 for any travel. And next up in credit cards, we have the news that Rewards Canada broke to the community this week, and that is Etihad Guest leaving American Express membership rewards as a transfer partner. Yeah, so the Etihad Airways program of Etihad Guest, as of June 20th, is no longer going to be participating as a transfer partner from Amex Canada's membership rewards. This is just like we've seen in other countries, most notably the US, where the big news there is that they've lost Etihad as well, but they're losing it on June 30th. We're June 20th. I'm not sure why the 2 dates are different. You know, this isn't that huge a news. Etihad Guest was probably the least used of the transfer partners for membership rewards. It's a very tough program to use. It has a couple, you know, sweet spots, you know, short haul rewards, you know, kind of within Canada or the US on American and Air Canada. But other than that, booking flights with them with points sometimes could incur really huge penalties. And so it really didn't make it that worthwhile to transfer points at Etihad Guest unless you knew 100% that you were going to take those flights with them. So not that huge a change to American Express membership rewards. I don't think it affects how they rank with anything else in the loyalty industry, because you still have the great conversions to Aeroplan, Air France, KLM, British Airways. And speaking of Air Canada, Aeroplan, and Air France, KLM, Flying Blue, you can use those points and miles for Etihad flights as well. I mean, if you're lucky enough to find availability with Air Canada, Aeroplan, you can use your points on Etihad flights. Air France, KLM, Flying Blue seems to have better availability with Etihad, and you can use those miles as well for Etihad flights. So there are more options. Of course, you can still just use Amex's pay with points, which you can use to redeem towards a flight that you purchase on your Amex cards with Etihad, or you can use the fixed points for travel as well through Amex Travel. and redeem your points that way for Etihad flights. So there's a lot of ways you can still fly on Etihad. So not a huge loss here, but it's good to know that this option is ending. So if you did have any plans of, you know, transferring to Etihad guests, you want to make sure you do that. I would say even before June 20th, do it by like June 19th, just to make sure you get that transfer done. And before we get into loyalty and travel news, we have our next 25th anniversary contest happening. Now, I'm recording this video on May 8th and posting it on May 8th, and this contest ends May 12th. So you only have a few short days to enter this contest, but it's a really good one. It's a new one, because you know we've had a few contests repeat over time with prizes and that. Well, this one is a new sponsor and new prizes, and that is Harbor Air. Yeah, so the BC-based float plane airline, they're famous for their float planes, are offering up a return ticket for two to anywhere Harbor Air flies. So if you want to go Vancouver to Tofino, Vancouver to Victoria, Victoria to Seattle, you name it, all those different options, you can use this voucher for you and one other person. So like I said, you have to enter by May 12th. You have to answer a question and subscribe to our newsletter. Make sure you do those. I've seen some people who do not do that and they still put the entries in the widget, and those people are disqualified. You have to follow the rules. So make sure you do those. Make sure you subscribe to our newsletter. If you're already a subscriber, just hit existing subscriber. It's that easy. But you do have to leave a comment. This time it's like, what route would you use that voucher for with Harbor Air? Leave the comment on the contest page, not in the comments below here on our YouTube channel. And good luck to everyone who does enter this contest. And we have another exciting one coming just a few short days after that as well. So stay tuned for that. All right, so let's get into loyalty and travel news. So the big loyalty news over the past 2 weeks, because it's been 2 weeks since we had a video, was the changes to the Air Canada Aeroplan reward chart. Yeah, so these kind of snuck their way out. They weren't supposed to be posted yet because they're happening as of June 1st, but an update to the website happened. And of course, the people in the Points and Miles community are like hawks, and they can spot these changes right away. They find them right away as soon as they happen on the internet. So the news came out that, yeah, there are increases is happening to some of the amounts of points required for various mileage distances in the various regions on the Aeroplan reward chart. So like I said, these take place Monday, June 1st, and we'll take a look at those changes now. So these are a little bit more significant than what we talked about a couple months ago with the median changes to the reward charts. That's just, you know, the middle point of, you know, everybody who's redeeming for that specific band over the previous 12 months. So this one is the starting points price. So that's the starting points price. You will never pay less than this. But of course, you have your Aeroplan elite status or credit card discount that will make it lower. But these are the starting points for all Aeroplan members. They have been increased in certain regions and distances. But we have to note that, again, the reason why it is a starting point is because Air Canada prices dynamically for flights on Air Canada and select partners like United, Emirates, Canadian North, different partners like that. Whereas other partners like Swiss, Austrian, they remain on the fixed points option, which some of those have increased as well. And I'm going to cover all those here. I will start out by saying that there was a bit of an uproar on these changes, but it should be noted that the majority of Aeroplan members will not be affected by these changes because there are no changes to flights within North America, to sun destinations, to South America, and most Aeroplan members are redeeming for flights within Canada to the US, and, you know, maybe a dozen or so sun destinations that they're redeeming points to, and mostly in economy class too. So I would say, like, these changes that I'm about to discuss probably affect at most 5%, probably significantly less than 5% of all Aeroplan redemptions. But nonetheless, because more of these starting points were increased than decreased, we do consider this a devaluation. So some of the highlights from the changes, partner airline pricing for first class flights between North America and Europe have been increased. So there is no first class between Canada and Europe, but there is from the US to Europe, and the most popular one tends to be Lufthansa. If you get one of their flights within that 14-day window or so of booking, you know, before the flight, that there's first class, those have gone up. So in this case, you're seeing jumps of like 100,000 points to 120,000 points that it's gonna start at. So then you have something like partner airline business class for the longer distance bands, that's also increasing significantly. These are like routes like Toronto to Warsaw on LOT Polish Airlines, Montreal to Vienna on Austrian. Those are going from 70,000 to 75,000 points. But the good news is the 60,000 point one-way business class for something like Montreal to Zurich on Swiss, that remains untouched. And the good news for a bigger portion of Aeroplan members is those who redeem for economy class over the Atlantic, that has actually dropped as of June 1st. So you'll want to wait till June 1st to book those. Of course, it's dynamic. We have to remember that this is dynamic pricing. It's not guaranteed you're going to get that lowest price unless it's on a partner airline. So like if you're just wanting to book a 70,000 point partner airline flight, do it before June 1st. Otherwise, you're going to be spending 75,000 points after June 1st. So just something to take into account. Then we have like North America to Pacific. The biggest hit here are premium economy and business class awards for 5,001 miles and up. On Air Canada and the select airlines that have dynamic pricing like United, we're seeing increases of like 13% and 21% there. You know, like the premium economy, 7,501 miles to 11,000 miles, that jumps from 70,000 points to 85,000 points. And the flat rate partner pricing for business class awards that fall into that 7,501 to 11,000 miles also sees a significant increase of 17.1% from 87,500 to 102,500. I know that one has got a lot of news in the like Reddits and the forums and like that. People are not happy about that one because that's a pretty significant jump for partner business class. On the good news side though, for Pacific, the shortest and longest distance bands for economy class do see decreased amount of points as their starting point as of June 1st. Now within Atlantic, so this is like kind of in Europe, Middle East, Africa, we see some changes here, some increases, some decreases, like a 16.7% decrease on business class flights from 0 to 1,000 miles. So that's like your intra-Europe business class. You know, they go from 15,000 points to 12,500. Now, of course, intra-Europe business class is typically just an economy class seat with the middle seat blocked and maybe a little more legroom, but still to get it cheaper now, that's a better deal. But we also see some increases of like 25%. For 2,001 to 4,000 miles for first class on partner airlines. So up and down, like I said, there's more increases than decreases. Pacific region, same things. You know, sees decreases of as much as 9.1%, but all the way up to 20%. I should say for those that are listening on the Rewards Canada podcast, I'm putting up the tables on the screen so you can see all the changes. So you may want to go over to YouTube and watch the video so you can see the tables. Like I said, Pacific region, anywhere from a 9.1% decrease to an increase of 20.8%. The region that gets hit the worst, though, are between Atlantic and Pacific. So this is like Europe to Australia, Europe to Asia, Africa to Asia, those type of places. We're seeing increases of like a high of 66.7%. That's business class on Air Canada or select partners. So it's, you know, mostly going to be the select partners, jumping from 60,000 points all the way up to 100,000 points. And that's one way. So that's a big jump. And that's for the 7,001 plus miles band. Other increases include a 50% increase in economy for that same region of 7,001 miles and up. You know, a 15% increase for partner business class between 5,001 and 7,000 miles. That's a very popular one as well. So in general, just all increases there for the Atlantic to Pacific region. So what can we say? Is this a devaluation? Absolutely, because there's more increases than decreases. But if we look at the entire picture as a whole of the Aeroplan, you know, redemptions, like how many millions of redemptions happen every year, this is just a drop in the bucket. There's very few people who are actually redeeming for a lot of these regions that have been increased, especially those big increases, like the 66.7 increase. I would think that flight, maybe there's like one redemption for every 100,000 Aeroplan redemptions. That's just a guess off the top of my head, but you know, it's gonna be something like that. It's gonna be a very, very small percentage. So basically it depends on the person and the individual, whether this is a devaluation. For the majority of Canadians, it's not, because you're redeeming for flights within Canada to the US, sun destinations. Nothing happened there, those haven't changed. Of course, they're dynamically priced, so if the prices are increasing cash-wise, we're gonna be paying more in points. So that's the whole thing, it's dynamically priced. So these starting points, again, they're just a benchmark, right? That you can think of, okay, well, I wanna redeem for five people for this region, this distance. You know, at a minimum, you're gonna have to have that starting point, but sometimes you're gonna need even more than that because of the dynamic pricing. And we'll continue with Aeroplan news. So they've brought back Hertz as a partner. Well, Hertz, Dollar, and Thrifty Car Rentals are all now Aeroplan partners. So it's been quite some time that they dropped Hertz as a partner and have only had the Avis Budget relationship. But now the whole Hertz group of car rental companies have returned to Air Canada Aeroplan as a partner. This launched on May 6th. So you can earn points on Hertz rentals, Dollar rentals, and Thrifty rentals. With Dollar and Thrifty, it's a flat 2 points per dollar. Doesn't matter on your status. Doesn't matter, you know, if you have a credit card or anything. Doesn't matter if you have Air Canada Aeroplan status. But with Hertz, it is a variable earn rate from 2 points per dollar all the way up to 5 points per dollar, depending on your elite status with Air Canada Aeroplan. So I have a chart up on the screen. You can see what the points earning is. And then you can earn an additional 2 points per dollar if you book those Hertz dollar or Thrifty rentals through Air Canada's website. So you can earn up to 7 points per dollar on Hertz rentals, 4 points per dollar on Dollar and Thrifty rentals. So you may want to funnel your rentals through Air Canada to earn those extra points. And then on the Hertz side of things, you can get a complimentary status match into Hertz Gold Plus rewards. You can get the higher up President's Circle status if you are a 75K or a Super Elite member, or if you have one of the ultra premium Aeroplan cards like the American Express Aeroplan Reserve or the Visa Infinite Privilege cards or the Business Reserve from American Express. And then the next lower down cards, the premium cards, which are your Visa Infinite and the American Express Aeroplan card, you get complimentary 5-star status with Hertz. And then you can also redeem points for Hertz, Dollar, and Thrifty, but that has to be done through the Air Canada portal. So in general, it's great news. The more partners you can earn points with, the better. And we have three more partners here. Hertz is probably the biggest one, of course. I was a little sad when we actually lost Hertz. And I know a lot of people were sad when Aeroplan lost Hertz many years ago. I'd racked up a lot of miles, because it wasn't points yet, on many of my Hertz rentals back in the days because there was a lot of bonus offers. So fingers crossed, we're going to see some really good bonus offers from Hertz. We do see some right now with like American Advantage, Miles & More, like Lufthansa's Miles & More. There's always bonus offers out there. So hopefully we'll see some for Air Canada Aeroplan as well. All right, so that brings us to the Rewards Canada Bonus Blast. What is Rewards Canada's Bonus Blast? That's where we take a look at some of the more exciting bonus miles and points offers we've added to the Rewards Canada website over the past week. These are the ones that I feel, you know, that a lot more people can take advantage of. But do always check out our bonus offer section because we are adding many, many more bonuses than what we're going to highlight here. And why not? We've been on an Air Canada Aeroplan tip, so we're going to continue with Air Canada Aeroplan. So Air Canada Aeroplan now seems to be adding new flight bonuses on a weekly basis. So if you recall from our video about 2 weeks ago, I covered some of the new flight bonuses they have. Some of those ended. They ended like April 30th. They came out with a new batch that will be ending on May 10th. And just a few days before I recorded this, they came out with another new batch of flight bonus offers that you can book by May 18th. In fact, one is May 31st. And I'll cover all those bonuses right now so you can see what they are. So the one offer that was supposed to end at the end of April, the Toronto Billy Bishop to the US destinations, that's been extended. You now have until May 31st to book that for travel until December 31st, and that's up to 3x Aeroplan points. You can get up to 3.5x Aeroplan points on cash bookings between Canada and Buenos Aires, Singapore, or Sydney, Australia. That has to be booked by May 18th for travel until December 15th. You can get 3.5x points between Toronto and Halifax. Again, this one you have to book by May 18th for travel until December 15th. 2.5x points between Canada and Madrid. Again, book by May 18th for travel until December 15th. And the last one for booking by May 18th for travel until December 15th is 1x Aeroplan points between Canada and San Antonio. Now you might be like saying 1x points, that's not even a bonus. Here's the thing, Air Canada is using some sort of new math. When you read their terms and conditions of these bonus offers, that's actually a 2x points offer. So when they're saying 1x points, so if you earn 500 points for the flight purchase between Canada and San Antonio, you're gonna get 1,000 points. They're gonna double the 500 points. It's actually a 2x points offer. So these other offers as well, the math kind of doesn't math, if that makes sense. I'm not sure who is writing these offers. I may have to reach out to Aeroplan about this because 1x points makes you think it's just a flat earn rate. I mean, that's how math works. 1x1 is 1. 2x1 is 2. So it should be 2x, but that's not happening here. So hopefully they fix this in the future because it is a little bit confusing. But no, if they're saying 1x Aeroplan points, it's actually a doubling of whatever you earn, you know, for your purchase, because of course Air Canada went revenue-based in terms of earning. You get your earn points based on your ticket price before taxes and fees. And then the last bonus offers, these are the ones that are expiring on May 10th, so only a few days from now. You can earn up to 2.5x Aeroplan points on flights between Canada and Manchester, Porto, Seoul, Raleigh-Durham, and Martinique, booked by May 10th for travel until December 15th. And I should note that all these bonus offers are for economy class only, but they do not include basic economy class. And now we'll go into a couple big hotel promotions that have launched. So Best Western Rewards is offering 1,000 bonus points per night in Canada, the U.S. and Caribbean. So this is their next, North America system-wide offer. We've seen it also being released for Asia and Europe. Well, select countries in Asia, select countries in Europe and Africa, Middle East. But you have to register for each region separately. So you can earn 1,000 points per night in those regions as long as you register for all of them. We'll focus on Canada, U.S. and Caribbean. So yeah, you earn 1,000 points for every night you complete. So if it's a one-night stay, you'll get 1,000 points. If it's a five-night stay, you'll get 5,000 points. You have two-night stays, that's 4,000 points, so on and so forth. Register and book, and that counts for stays starting May 11th. And they run through till September 7th. You can get 1,000 points per night if you stay every night until September 7th if you wanted to. There's no limit until you reach that end of the promotion date. So with 1,000 points per night, I should note that there's also a quick offer. They always do these bridge offers, which we cover on Rewards Canada, where you can earn 5,000 bonus points for every two nights completed, and they can be separate as well. That one you have to actually register and book by May 10th, but it's also valid for stays until September 7th. So if you can plan out all your stays till September 7th, you wanna register for both of these offers and book them by May 10th, because then you're gonna be earning 5,000 for every two nights and 1,000 for every night. So you can rack up a lot of Best Western Rewards points. And don't forget, if you have elite status with another hotel chain, Best Western has their famous status match, no catch. They'll match your status from another hotel program, and usually it's a really good status. I've been Best Western Diamond for, probably 15 years when I matched like Hyatt Gold Passport. It was Hyatt Gold Passport back then. Many, many moons ago, they gave me Diamond status, and I'm still Diamond status. I haven't had to match again. It's been there. So it's good to know it's a very easy status match. So that's the Best Western bonus for the summer. And then we have the IHG One Rewards bonus for the summer. This is a global system-wide bonus. So this is for IHG stays in Canada and everywhere else worldwide, as long as the hotel's participating in the program. This is the Pick Your Points bonus. So it's the exact same bonus we saw for last summer from IHG One Rewards. So you can earn 2,000 points for every two nights you stay, or 8,000 points for every four nights. You pick the offer you want when you register, and I don't believe you can change it. So you need to plan ahead. And if you know, say you're only gonna do two or three nights with IHG, pick the 2,000 points for two nights. But if you know you're gonna do at least four nights, you wanna go for that 8,000 points, because it's like 8,000 for every four nights. You're getting 2,000 points per night versus 1,000 points per night, a doubling of that. But you do have to stay the four nights. They don't have to be consecutive. It could be four one-night stays. That works too. You can register for this offer now and book your stays for this offer now, but they don't start counting until May 20th. And they run until August 31st. Same thing here as the Best West one, no limit to the number of points you can earn other than the number of nights in the total promotional period. As always with all these hotel bonuses, even if you don't have any stays planned, you should register for the offers, at least the Best Western ones for sure. IHG might be a little tougher because you have to pick one or the other. I mean, if you don't have any stays planned, go for the lower offer, 2,000 points for two nights. Just to be safe, so that you don't forget, because so many people forget these offers are out there and they're missing out on those bonus points. And that is my reminder now, as I do in every video, always check the Rewards Canada bonus offer section before you book any travel, whether it's flights, hotels, car rentals, you name it. We list so many offers there, and there are so many opportunities for you to earn more than just your base points. Or some Canadians aren't even earning their base points because they forget to do that too. They forget to put their frequent flyer number or frequent guest number, or don't join the program, which is surprising, because most hotel chains, to get free Wi-Fi, you should be joining their program, things like that. So you might as well be earning those more points in these programs if you can. You can find the bonus offer section at rewardscanada.ca/bonuses.html. And a quick reminder that you'll find links to all the topics covered in today's video in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit that notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos, share the video with friends, family, coworkers, you name it, anybody you think can benefit from the topics we cover, and leave us a comment below, whether you have a question on loyalty programs, credit cards, or if you have a correction on something I got wrong in today's video, and I'll try to correct that, and I do my best to respond to all comments posted on our videos. And that's all she wrote for this week. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca and or our socials on a daily basis, because there are things that we post on the website or our social media that do not make it into this video. And if it's a short-term offer, they do not even make it into our Friday newsletter. But at the very least, you should be subscribing to our newsletter, because that's part of the entry for that Harbor Air flight. But you should be subscribing to it so that you get a roundup of all the loyalty program and credit card news for that week. It comes out every Friday. And then Saturdays is the Rewards Canada bonus bulletin. And that is where we post all of the miles and points offers we've put up on the website for that week. Could be 30, 40, 50, 60 bonuses. It all depends on what the programs are releasing. And those are your ticket to more miles, more points, and more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in this week. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's own TWKOP.